Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
All right, I get it. That's the usual theme song for Adam McKelvey, our Brewers.com writer. I prefer this today. I believe Adam McKelvey was just a wee lad with his notebook and paper and pen out writing game stories for stuff that he had seen on TV growing up when this song became official. Adam, happy playoff season.
Yeah, hey, happy playoff season and happy wild card series to Sal Frelick, who's on the Brewers roster for this round.
So I was just going to ask you that. So I know the roster for the wild card round was due, I think, at 10 o'clock, but they don't release it right away. So this is kind of breaking news, right? Are there, as you're looking at this, any surprises on the Brewers roster here?
Well, of course, this happens just as we come on the air. They always, I don't know if it's gamesmanship or I don't know why. Are always the last team to put out their roster for these rounds. But it's 2 MLB at 10, so we were just getting our first look at it, and I think Sal's the only surprise. Aaron Civale is on, so, you know, they've got, like, three different guys that they could pitch tomorrow, and Pat Murphy says that the Game 2 starter is TBD. It could be an opener. Frankie Montas has been throwing the ball pretty good for the Brewers. I would put him high on the list of candidates, but Civale, Montas, Myers are all on the roster.
So I feel like a lot of people were hoping we were going to play the Mets. And indeed, now we know we are. It's happening today, 4:32, first pitch. What do we need to know? And do you think they're going to be tired? Because I feel like they got to kind of be exhausted, which would be good for us Brewers fans.
Well, I mean, Edwin Diaz should be tired because he's the Mets closer. He pitched here Sunday. Then he pitched 2 innings in game one yesterday in the win that clinched it, a playoff spot for the Mets. So I think that's probably, if you're talking about, you know, for this game, that's the biggest deal. But I mean, if you think about it for the players, they played a game here Sunday. They have their charter flight fueled up and ready to go in Milwaukee. They got into Atlanta at some reasonable time in the evening, had a meal, woke up, played a doubleheader. Plane is ready to go again. They probably got to Milwaukee again mid-evening last night, after a little champagne celebration. So these guys shouldn't be too tired. And the Mets did rest a couple of their players in the second game because their spot was set. And look, if you think about their point of view going into game two, it was either fly back to Milwaukee to play the Brewers or fly all the way to San Diego to play the Padres.
True.
So I'm not sure, you can't throw a baseball game, but I think the Mets are probably okay with this being the outcome and take their chances, even though the Brewers won 5 of 6 during the regular season and have kind of had the Mets number.
Hey, Adam, are you moving? You sound slightly out of breath. You got to pace yourself.
Well, I am because I'm running because of this roster thing. So I'm running in to try to get to a Devin Williams. We're already starting to talk to players at noon, so I'm running in to try to get there. We're off to I guess that's how this time of year goes. You kind of run from one thing to the next.
That's exactly how it is. And a 4:32 first pitch. I must ask you this, Adam, because I'm happy to see Sal Frelick on the roster, because it seems like the last several postseasons, there's always been just some bit of bad news going into the series. Brandon Woodruff's injury cropped up last year before the postseason. A couple years back, Devin Williams had a hand injury after punching a wall or something like that after a night out.
That's right.
Like, there's just been a bizarre sequence of issues going into the postseason that sort of leave you feel a little deflated. We don't have that, at least not this year yet.
Yeah, I would probably wager to guess that that's true for most teams where something pops up. I mean, think about the Atlanta Braves. Chris Sale gets scratched yesterday for a must-win game because he's got a back issue. He's not going to pitch for them in the wild card series. You have the Mets with Francisco Lindor kind of being off and on in the last, 2 weeks or so, 10 days or so with a back issue. He's going to play in this series, so he was kind of questionable. I mean, it's partly sort of par for the course for this time of year where these guys are kind of grinding to the finish line and something comes up. Well, in the Yankees, too, just as I'm thinking about it, Anthony Rizzo broke his hand in one of the Yankees' last game of the season. So that sort of thing happens in baseball, and the teams that are able to overcome those sorts of things are the ones that have success, because nobody's roster at this time of year is entirely intact.
So, Adam, you said you're running over to talk to the players at noon. Two questions. Number one, how fast do you actually run? And two, who are you hoping to talk to the most, and what are you asking as we get ready for this game against the Mets?
Well, we have Devin, you know, part of the way the postseason works is teams will bring in the manager and a player or two to this interview room set up before every game. And yes, it happens at noon for a game that's at 4:30. And it's Devin Williams, the closer, who's probably not going to do any action if he gets into this game for, 7 hours? So it is a very long day for a lot of these guys. So that's sort of the setup of how these things work. And then in the postseason, the reporters no longer have access to the locker room before games. So you have to get guys or coaches or whoever you want on the field before the game. And look, I mean, we were able to talk to these guys yesterday, so at the workout, so we've gotten. I'm a little curious to ask players what they think about the Ruth status, because that always comes up, and I know it's a matter of real interest. It's going to be closed. And I was talking to one of the players yesterday who was really rooting for it to be closed. They say that it makes a huge difference, A, for the atmosphere and the noise, and B, if you think about a game at 4:30, the lighting, the shadows are always a little wonky when you get those mid-afternoon postseason games. And even though the windows are still a factor with the lights coming in those side windows, the roof does help mitigate some of that. And so from a player's point of view, this guy was a hitter. You want it closed. So I know the fans feel differently when it's a beautiful day and the atmosphere is so good here when the roof's open, but I think the players would prefer it closed for these games.
Good stuff. Brewers.com writer Adam McKelvey, collect your thoughts here and get your questions ready. We'll see you at the ballpark later today.
Yeah, I'll get my breath. I'm glad that was evident on the radio. Great start.
I've known you too long. I was just able to pick up on something there. We also have a video webcam following your every move.
And you didn't answer the question as to how fast you run, Adam. How fast do you run?
Oh, he can move.
Well, I don't know if I can anymore. I would say Eisenhower High School cross country, I was all right. But that's a long time ago, guys.
Good stuff, Adam. Enjoy today. We'll see you later on.
See ya.
Brew October is sponsored by Delta Dental.